The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Very preliminary and hardly final indications are that the plane was shot down by a sophisticated anti-aircraft missile, and the Ukrainians don't have such missiles, so only signs could point to the Russians or the Russian-backed rebels.
So did the Russians do it? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was the voice of Senator Chuck Schumer throwing in his two cents, reacting to the Malaysian crash. That's what everybody is talking about, not just here in the United States, but everywhere in all the nooks and crannies across the world, I believe, because anytime you have the nightmare of a plane crash, let alone one coming down at the hands of somebody who had a missile, you can multiply it. And Thursday, somebody brought down a Malaysian plane, a passenger plane, that was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur over the Ukraine-Russian border. We know it was definitely surface to air, but who was the person or persons who actually pulled the trigger, so to speak? We don't know now. We don't know at this moment. The border, oddly enough, is, of course, one of the most heavily looked at or monitored places that you could possibly think of with satellites. And satellite technology sees the heat signature of the missile blowing up the plane. And where that missile was launched is what everybody wants to know. Of course, you have the black boxes, the fuselage, the debris, sadly, body parts. The Russians, will they get to the site? Did they get to the site first? Because if the Russians, as Schumer suggested, the Russians or the pro-Russian rebels, if they get there on site, were responsible, then you would assume that they would alter some of those things that I mentioned, right? So the Ukrainian government makes no sense. Not going to happen. Why? The pro-Russian rebel separatists have the motive, have the opportunity. There was a brief blip on the social media radar screen where the rebels claimed credit for shooting down a Ukrainian military plane, but then that kind of evaporated when the realization hit home that it was a Malaysian passenger plane. So there's kind of a breadcrumb, I would say. The rebels have been losing a little bit of ground to the Ukrainian military. Vladimir Putin has sort of suggested in the last couple of days that Mother Russia is getting some distance from those rebels. So did the rebels step it up to try to get Russia to help them out? Because if that was what they were trying to do, that's going to backfire. But Russia was supplying arms. They were supplying arms. They were lending minds, expertise, all that kind of stuff to the covert ops that were happening already for the Russian rebel separatists in the eastern Ukraine. But Russia is seriously denying they have any involvement whatsoever. And, of course, wouldn't they believe that this would provoke a huge reaction from the West? And if it turns out it is Russia, and they did shoot down, I mean Russia, and they did shoot down the Malaysian plane, boy, oh boy, that really would turn everything in a different direction. It really would. For Putin, it would be the worst possible thing, the worst possible move he could make. The Europeans and, of course, the United States are ready with sanctions against Russia. If you have a missile bring down a passenger plane filled with people from the Netherlands and Australia and Malaysia and all kinds of different places, that would be the worst thing that Putin could do. So much for calm waters. Anything but that. And I mentioned this in a previous hour, but it's worth bringing it up again. We can remember in the 80s when the Soviets took out a South Korean plane and they denied it. And then finally, and it took some time, they admitted that they took down the plane and then said that the plane was spying on them. And what happened next? All kinds of things happened. It showed how callous the Russians were. It started the Star Wars missile defense system. There was a huge defense buildup for the United States. Ultimately, Russia was brought to the ground. Ultimately, that's what happened. Russia collapsed 6 years after that plane was shot down. So what would it look like if it turns out that the Russians took out this Malaysian civilian flight? Like I said, bad news for Vladimir Putin if this is the case. And this is what people are thinking, that it's Russia. The pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian officials deny any involvement in this missile taking out the plane. The reaction from the Ukraine was this: we don't exclude that this plane was shot down. We stress that the armed forces of the Ukraine did not take action against any airborne targets. We are sure that those who are guilty in this tragedy will be held responsible. It is a terrorist act. It is a terrorist act. That's how this went down in the Ukraine. That was the statement from the Ukrainian president, Poroshenko, who says his country's military did not do it. There are reports, because this is so horrific, that body parts have been scattered 7 miles from the crash site. The plane came apart midair. They found almost immediately about 100 bodies. Ugh. Any thoughts? You can share them with us, 855-266-5283. Plus, coming up this hour, Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, to talk about something equally horrific in the summertime for too many people: accidental drowning. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Do it? Do the people that they armed do it? Or is there something else maybe involved in this? 855-266-5283. Everybody's hiding tonight. 855-266-5283. We're shaking the phone tree. If you want to be a part of this and you want to throw in your 2 cents, please jam on those phone lines. We got a ton of email on it, though, however, like this one from Vladimir, who says, Kate, I am proudly now an American citizen, but I will tell you I wouldn't put it past Vladimir Putin. The people that I know in Russia really deep down have no love lost for the man, and I think he would do whatever it takes to press his boot on the back of Obama's head, if you know what I mean. And this would be one way to do it, just exacerbate the situation, but do it so that his hands are clean and it's too tough to directly tie to Putin and the Russians. All right, immediately Putin, of course, comes out with the statement that it wasn't them and that because of what's happening in the Ukraine, this is what you get. This is what you get. In fact, it was Dmitry Peskov, a spokesperson for Putin, who immediately told The Guardian that the allegations that Russia was behind the crash is just sheer stupidity. sheer stupidity. President Obama was briefed on the crash immediately, supposedly, when all this just happened in the morning, and he told the people around him to be in touch with the Ukraine during the entire scenario of what was going on, which, of course, they already were in touch with the Ukraine because of the sanctions and everything else in between. I mean, but how crazy. A Boeing 777, now that's two of them, this one shot down by a missile 33,000 feet over the war zone in the Ukraine. Where was the missile fired from? And the Russian President Vladimir Putin saying that the Ukraine bears responsibility. See, right away poking them for the crash because the plane came down in the country. But it wouldn't have happened if there was peace there. Or if the military operations in the Ukraine hadn't been renewed. Immediately taking the chance to slam the Ukraine. And the wreckage is nasty. I mean, it's spread over 7-8 miles. It's pretty clear that this was a missile because it had to have been ripped apart this way. And it's just an awful, awful, awful sight. And it's been really tough, apparently, on these rescue workers, as it would naturally be, as they try to go through the site, being careful of what they're coming across, but trying to get whatever they can with separating bodies and all that sort of stuff. It's interesting, too, because a Russian news report, I heard this earlier in the day, said that the pro-Russia rebels were going to call a 3-day ceasefire to allow for an investigation into the crash and recovery. They're just going to, that's it. Okay, it's near a war zone. We're not messing with this. And the Ukrainian president, Poroshenko, called immediately the plane coming down an act of terrorism and called for an international investigation into the crash, insisting, as I already have said, that his forces didn't shoot down the plane, and said, by the way, by Thursday afternoon, that they had evidence that the Russian military was involved in the crash. An advisor to the Ukraine's interior minister said that the plane, which was flying, as we've already said, at 33,000 feet, that it was hit by a missile fired from a book launcher, which can fire missiles up to an altitude of 72,000 feet. So how about that? And a similar launcher was seen by a journalist near the eastern Ukraine town of Shints earlier on Thursday. Wow. Think of that plane. 280 passengers, 15 crew, 3 infants. Leaving Amsterdam, and how would they know, 12:15, they were supposed to arrive at Kuala Lumpur, the airport there, at 6:10 on Friday in the morning. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. So there is the human side, the notifying all the people, the investigation into this, Russia denying, Ukraine saying, uh-huh, right, and then where it came from, seeing it from the satellite images, and all of that. And by the way, the Ukrainian interior minister said that, of course, everyone on board was killed, in case there was somebody who didn't understand that. And the interior minister said that 23 Americans were killed in the crash. And the State Department was frantically looking into whether the Americans were on the flight, and there's some sad, sad stories that are starting to emerge from it, but boy, oh boy, if they can really track this to Putin, I'm just going to say game over. Then everything else that we've been talking about, all of what's going on in the Middle East, which still percolates and still would be there on, I'm going to call it, the back burner, this comes to the forefront once again. And it's interesting because if you listen to America Tonight probably 3 weeks ago, I can remember saying, isn't it wild that we're for this terrible stuff that we're dealing with the nonsense of what's happening at the border, trying to come to grips with, okay, immigration reform, misunderstanding of policy, what are we doing, how are we processing this, what's the vote going to be, are we going to supply that money, what's happening to build more facilities. So much focus was on that. I said this, and we had lots of people on to talk about the Ukraine, including Jeff Atticott, our terrorist expert. And I said, it's interesting that all the eyes have been pulled away from the Ukraine because we're focusing, as we should be concerned, about the situation on our border with Mexico. But now this bubbles up again, and focus is not completely shifted, but some of the focus is shifted back to the Ukrainian situation, as it was already starting to hop in that direction because of the sanctions. And now it's all about, I know this, in the nooks and crannies, how many people out there, I bet if I took my own poll, are saying, this is the Russians. This is the work of the Russians. They did this. If not the Russians, it's the rebels. And then the rebels, where are they getting their backing from? Where are they getting their hardware? And the answer is Russia. So coming up with other nefarious suggestions, I don't know. Even the best at conspiracy theories, to me, it doesn't add up. It adds up. It really points to Russia. It really points to, if not Russia, the insurgents for sure. And I love it. It's such an easy thing to do on the Hill to say, there's going to be hell to pay. Whoever did this, we're going to line them up. We're going to go after them. We're going to figure it out, and we will not rest until that happens. And this also takes some heat off of some other things that are going on in Washington, D.C. as the summer break is coming up. So wrapping up a few of those bills, perhaps, that are floating out there, then it's easy. You get reaction on the Hill, and who's going to say, of course, We're going after whoever did this. We're just as focused on getting them as anybody else's. All right, coming up next, summertime means pools. It means beaches, going in the water, and sadly, too many drowning accidents. We're talking about it with Greg Stebbin next here on ATN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Here they come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Welcome back to America Tonight. It's interesting. Men's Health Magazine has a piece on men and drowning. And, you know, we're here, we are deep into the summer. And when I saw the, when I actually saw the article, I thought of two people in my life. My cousin drowned, but of course he was really young and people had turned their backs and didn't think anything was going on and hadn't realized he had slipped out of the house and fell into the bay, and then that was it, and they found him a day later. But also I know somebody else who drowned, and this was a guy who thought he could swim okay, and he actually drowned in waist-high water. So I know from personal experience that this does happen, but the statistics are apparently incredibly shocking, and I think all of you are going to think the same thing. So in our virtual green room, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, my pal Greg Stebbin. Hey, Greg, how are you?
You know, the food in your virtual green room is extraordinary. And an open bar, which really delighted me.
Anything for you, we spare no expense. So,
we're supposed to talk about something a little more serious, which is drowning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
that. Yeah, the drowning thing. So what's the deal on that? How come, you know, do men really drown more often, I guess, than women?
Way more.
Mm.
9 times more.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's interesting why. Let me put this into perspective. if you were to tick off on your fingers the most common ways that men die, where would you think would you think drowning would be in the top 10?
No, I think heart attack. I think something with heart.
It's number 4.
Wow.
Well, let me qualify that. For young men, not all men. For young, yes, obviously heart issues become bigger as you get older, but mm-hmm. for young American guys, car wrecks, accidental poisonings, which wow. is on the rise, we know. Murder, number 3, drowning, number 4.
That's
and
depressing.
Way higher numbers for men than women. And why, you ask? Because we're men and we're stupid and we drink.
That makes sense. Out in boats or even in a pool or wherever.
Or in a pool or you're just, as we say in the article, what are the most dangerous words you'll ever hear a man say? The 5 deadliest words in the English language for men. Here they are. Hold my beer. Watch this. Sometimes it's because we're drunk and stupid. Sometimes it's because we think we cannot die and we try to do things that are crazy, or we try to save other people who are in trouble and we think we're invincible. And it leads to it being the 4th most common way that young men in this country die, drowning.
Wow. So obviously the thing to do is to be cautious when you're drinking and around water and not to get in, so to speak, over your head.
Yeah, and understanding drowning is also really useful. So, obviously, drinking and water is a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's a really bad. You know, if we can get the message of, the designated driver and be a buddy, don't let your friend drive drunk, we ought to be able to do the same thing for swimming. But the other thing is a lot of people die drowning because they don't understand things like rip currents. And then the other thing is, and we should talk about what you should do if you get caught in a rip current, but the other thing is a lot of people die trying to help other people who may be drowning. And then the other thing is most of us have no idea what a drowning person would look like while drowning. So mm-hmm. someone could literally drown right next to you and you would be expecting them to be waving their arms around like they were drowning in a movie. And
right.
the truth is, they may not say a word. They may just go under for a final time.
Wow.
It's awareness. It's just,
it's being aware,
you go in
right?
the water, you should be, the buddy system. We all learned it at summer camp. It's a brilliant system. The buddy system would make a huge difference. And just being aware that when you're swimming, it's smart to be aware that it's dangerous. Kind of like you're generally aware when you're using a chainsaw. I'm not saying they're equal danger or same danger, but when you have a chainsaw in your hand, you are thinking to yourself, I have a chainsaw in my hand. We're suggesting that when you're boating or swimming, have a great time. We're not trying to take that away, but just be aware of the fact that that water is way more powerful than you are.
Yeah, and you're talking about that. You mentioned the thing about rip currents, and now sometimes you'll see signs. Just 6 months ago when I was in Hawaii, there were terrible rip currents on a place called Big Beach in Maui. And foolishly, I saw people thinking, oh, this was no big deal. And I saw a guy just get slammed by a wave, get back in, and he started to drift off, and they chased after him.
Yes. Yeah, it happens all the time. And, in fact, this story, we chronicle the life of a guy, the end of a life of a guy who was down on a beach, I think, in Central America. There was a terrible rip current. They didn't know. And he just got caught. He didn't know what to do. He got pulled further and further out. He exhausted himself trying to fight his way back in. And even though people finally figured out he was in trouble and tried to help him, they couldn't help him. It was
wow.
too bad.
Wow, depressing. So you mentioned this. What seeing the drowning signs, not easy. And hopefully this being pumped out there helps a lot of people. Don't look for the flailing, crazy arms necessarily. That's not at all what you would see. So if you are aware that someone's drowning, what do you do?
Well, we've all heard the stories of Joe tried to help Steve who was drowning, and Steve pulled Joe under.
Yeah.
So you've really got to be careful about this. One is, don't get too close to that person because a drowning, by the time someone actually drowns, they're so physically exhausted that the reason they may just go under for a last time and not make a peep is they just don't have, there's nothing left.
Ugh.
But up until that point, there's the flailing, and they can grab your hair or your clothes and take you down too. So that's part of what you have to be aware of. So you want to help someone, but you don't want to get so close that they can put you in danger too. So you want to reach out to them with a shirt, with a rope, with a ring, anything. I mean, it could even be your leg, but if your body gets near them, you're going to be in trouble. The further you can stay away while still throwing them something that they can use for you to tow them in to you, the better off you are. But if they get near your head or your body, they may take you down.
Yeah, wow, something to consider for sure. And there's a good thing you say, throw the rings or that kind of stuff. Absolutely have life preservers. I've seen people get on boats where it's their own boat, and they're like, we're all great swimmers. It's like, are you kidding me? First of all, I don't think you're supposed to do that. And if you get stopped by the Coast Guard, I think they can check you for it. But regardless, to not have life preservers, something to throw to somebody because you never know what's going to happen,
I think it's just foolishness,
don't you?
That's exactly. And again, that's respecting the water, understanding how powerful the water can be. And then if you own a boat, being prepared to give everybody on the boat a life jacket and having a ring available and whatever else, you know, obviously depends on the size of the boat and things like that. But once you have respect for the water the way you would respect a chainsaw, you're going to start doing things to be prepared. Whereas if you just don't think about it, you're not going to be prepared, because when you're not thinking about things, you're never prepared.
Yeah. I think, too, because boating and drinking, you know, bringing out all the beers and fishing, it's almost like a car. Wouldn't it be smart to have sort of a designated driver? Like if you had somebody who just was totally straight. So all the other people a handful of people on the boat want to have, their drinks and everything else. But you've got somebody a couple people that are not at all imbibing. And that could help, I think. And maybe it's kind of ridiculous to suggest, because I know that would be tough. But it would be a good thing, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's – I think responsible boat owners think that way anyway. Why wouldn't you? If a car is dangerous when being operated by someone who's drinking, why wouldn't you want to have somebody operating a boat the same way? But, again, the real danger is not the person driving the boat. It's people who are drinking and then getting in the water, whether there's a boat involved or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the right kind of thinking, because when you start thinking that way, you start thinking – oh, you know, this is kind of dangerous. What do I need to do to take care of myself? And what do I need to do to take care of my friends and my family?
Yeah, do you think it's equally as dangerous in a pool? Because I think some people have the false sense of security in a pool.
I know there's a whole other set of dangers involved with pools. And part of it is probably the fact that we think it's safer. But I remember, I don't know, some years ago, a friend of mine's son drowned in a pool because he got caught. He was probably playing a game with friends, and he got caught between the ladder and the wall of the pool, and he couldn't get out. And this was a teenager. This was not a little kid. This was a teenager. How often do we hear, and we talk about this in the story, and I think this is one of the things that pools invite, kids are playing the game of, let's see how long we can hold our breath.
Right.
And again, when I was a kid, there was a pool near our house that we used to go to in the summer. And I've heard this over and over again. The kid who's the most powerful swimmer will either drown or have a brush with death by playing that game of how long can I hold my breath. Because everybody, literally this happened when I was about 8 years old. I wasn't actually there, but everybody was watching him and timing him hold his breath.
Wow.
There were 30 people standing around watching.
And that was it, huh?
And
wow.
That was it. He never came up.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a terrible story.
So I think pools in a way make you feel like it's a safer environment. It encourages playing games like that. And again, have a great time in the pool, but everybody should be aware that water is more powerful than we are, and it takes a lot of lives.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine, something to think about, folks, for all of you listening in those nooks and crannies. Thanks, as always, Greg, for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be here.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Scream 12, by the way. I think it's my favorite one. All right, so if we look to the numbers this time around, boy, do we have a bunch of numbers to talk about here on this version of it, including the fact that we've got this sad story of the plane, but there's so many numbers around the plane. It's sadly about that. It's about the people. It's about the amount of phone calls, the amount of faxes and emails. I mean, faxes, yes, over what happened. It's a Boeing 777. It's 300 people. It's 7 miles at least. I'm not even sure that's accurate, of debris. And it stretches from end to end, 35 miles from the border of Russia. 35 miles. Can you believe it? And they estimate that the second this happened, at least 3 million emails, almost immediately once word got out, were sent to people near and far, journalistically speaking, And from country to country, and how you get an estimate of that, I have no idea. But I read it in one of the news services, and I thought, wow, that's interesting, because I would think texting, and who knows what the texting is. But specifically on this, or some of the other things, ways to notify people, but texting and tweeting would have to have been one of the number one ways. But emails immediately certainly started to fly. So very, very sad. Lots of sad numbers surrounding that. And how about this one? A new poll says that 60% say the Army should court-martial Bo Bergdahl. I don't necessarily find this to be surprising, frankly, and this was a poll conducted by the Military Times. 60%. Specifically, I mean, you know, lots of different people were asked to, it's unscientific, but were asked to throw in their opinion on it in 2 days. It was just 2 days. They had almost 4,500 responders. 9% said Bergdahl should be separated and face a lesser charge. About 15% were not sure how the Army should proceed. And an initial military investigation, by the way, I'll throw this in 2009, concluded that Bergdahl deliberately walked away from his unit based on evidence available at the time. So the Army hasn't ruled out disciplinary action, by the way, against Bergdahl, who was promoted, by the way, when he was in captivity from private first class to sergeant, which he actually said he didn't want. And I've said this before, he stands to get over $300,000 because of the fact that he was kidnapped by the Taliban. So he would get all that sort of back pay, if you will, depending on what happens, depending on what the ultimate decision of the investigation turns up. And so far, what happened there, what he has to say about it, that hasn't, what I'm led to believe from sources and what's being reported, that has not happened yet at this point. He's back on a desk job, but that has not happened as far as what his version is of what happened. Unfortunately for people, some of the people who work for Microsoft, the CEO announced that they will slash up to 18,000 jobs over the next year, eliminating part of their say this is their first step to building the right organization for what they're doing. The first round of cuts will hit the Nokia devices and services unit is what they're saying. Which will account for a loss of over 12,000 jobs for professional and factory workers. So this first round is starting within the next 6 months, and it's going to be, as I mentioned already, the number is very big, 18,000 all together. So they're looking at completely changing up some of what's happening at Microsoft, and they say that this is the way that they have to do it. 5-Hour Energy, for something completely different, has being sued over what they're claiming in their ads. Isn't it interesting? I can't tell you how many people I know probably in the last 10 years, mostly guys that I know where they're working extra and they need to stay awake or whatever, are taking 5-Hour Energy or something similar to it. But the Oregon Attorney General sued the makers and marketers of the product, saying that they engaged in deceptive advertising. So what does that mean? They've been part of a group leading a 33-state investigation into what the accuracy is of their claims. The lawsuit filed Thursday in Portland contends specifically that the company falsely claimed that customers get extra energy and focus from a unique blend of ingredients when the effect actually comes from a concentrated dose of caffeine. Isn't that interesting? And not shocking altogether at all from my point of view, because it seemed like to me, the people that were taking it seemed like they were wired as if they had probably had 15 cups of coffee. So with the caffeine in there and whatever the other ingredients are that you throw in there to change it up, kind of disguises that whole caffeine thing, I guess. Be interesting to see what the outcome of this lawsuit is. How about this? A California man hooked what I would assume is the catch of his lifetime while he was on vacation in Alaska. I heard this story the other day and I thought, wow, the strength you would have to reel this sucker in. But 76-year-old Jack McGuire from Santa Ana caught a 482-pound Pacific halibut 40 minutes before he reeled. It took 40 minutes to reel him in. And the 482 outweighs the 459-pound Pacific halibut caught in Alaska in 1996. That is the world record. But it still doesn't meet International Game Fish Association regulations. The halibut was shot, then harpooned, before it was brought aboard the boat. And that disqualifies the catch from being considered for a world record. McGuire was on a week-long fishing trip near Glacier Bay with his three kids when he caught the 95-inch-long fish. Isn't that cool? He's been, and this is the part I like. It's always a story behind the story. He has been fishing since he was 6 years old, so you know this was his passion. And there he is with his family, and that's a very, very cool thing to be able to pull in that kind of fish. But who knew? I didn't know that either about shooting the halibut, then harpooning it. That doesn't count if you're trying to go for a world record, but that's an amazing fish. And I would think to get that kind of a fish in the boat, it would take something extra to be able to do that. So you're struggling, you get him close, he's close enough, and then that's how you finish it off. I mean, that's an amazing feat. To be able to say that you were able to do that and to do that for 40 minutes. Can you? I mean, I can't even stretch my brain that way. I can remember trying to reel in bluefish that I thought were going to break my arms off. And this was off of Cape May, New Jersey, deep, deep, deep into the waters where we were trolling for bluefish. And I would sit in that seat, and after 25 minutes, I was done. There is no way that I could even attempt to do what that man did, so bravo. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. You want to hit us up with the questions? Do it. AmericaTonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.